Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Brock throws the ball into Galliano, who tags Phillips trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shannon is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buchek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galliano fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galliano. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roberts takes first base on ball four. Kessinger moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is one for one in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galliano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0 for 1 in the game. Galliano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood throws the ball into Buchek, who tags Roberts trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Maxville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Galeano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galliano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Galliano is 0-for-2 in the game. Galliano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buchek bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Galliano moves to second. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galliano moves to third. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Galliano scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood is thrown out after the base hit. Gibson scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Julian Javier now playing second base. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lee now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCarver tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Galeano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galeano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galeano moves to second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maxville is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keogh strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.